من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاقرأوا ما تيسر من القرآن الله سبحانه وتعالى كي فرمان Whatever is possible for you, Allah has made easy. Quran for you, and it is for you to read it. Quran has been made easy, and this is our duty to read the Quran. If we will read Quran, then we will reflect our love, our intention, our interest towards Quran. And then inshallah, we will try to understand what is in the Quran and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing us and how we can change us ourselves and we can follow the commandments which are given in Quran. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
So yesterday we discussed who has inspired you or what are your inspirations, what do you want to do? What were motivation in your life? You done something, or if you were inspired by someone, what he had done and how much you learned from him, and in this way practically you have achieved in your life. Alhamdulillah, there was good feedback and few things which were important. Some people, they were motivated from their sisters or brothers. The others, they were motivated from their parents. And really, parents are someone who are really important in the lives of everyone. Anyone, someone who has developed himself or his business or his skills or his knowledge or his personality. So always parents are there. So this is the hard work and love and passion of parents. If someone is successful in the life, parents were always there. And as much as we should be thankful to our parents, still that is less. So other people, they were inspired from different personalities, from heroes, from some others. They were inspired from Aima Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, the Holy Prophet of Muhammad salam, So today, I am giving you 10 points. The actual, my intention was to discuss this topic. We need to be inspired. There is no full stop in our life. And yesterday I quoted, so Moisés asked his students, what do you want to be in your life? He said, I wish to be like you. He said, then you cannot be anything. So then that Moisés told, I was wishing to be like or equal or near to Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam inspired that mujtahid, and he worked hard and he attained the level of ijtihad. But someone who is just thinking to be a mujtahid, maybe he will not achieve, maybe he will achieve. But always we need to, when we are selecting or choosing any personality, any hero for our future, for our lifestyle, for our history, for our knowledge, then we need to be careful. Who is the personality? What was his religion? What were his etiquettes? And what were his invention? What were his services? I am going to chase someone. Maybe, as I told you yesterday, it has been said from Hazrat Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam, wherever there is wisdom and that is the treasure of believer. And anywhere you find the wisdom, you find the knowledge, you find technology, you need to go over there and learn that. And even Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, go, because those days China was very far away from the Saudi Arabia, and means of transportation was not easy at that time. The Prophet said, go and achieve knowledge and got skills and technology. Even it is necessary to go in China. China was not center of Quran, not center of religious study. So anything that is necessary for the development of a country, for the service of mankind, for the service of religion, so we need to find someone, or we need to fix or appoint someone to go and get the knowledge, get the skill, and come back and serve his nation. So without motivation, without inspiration, we cannot do anything. As I said, practically, just inspiration is taking in oxygen. And if you're not taking in oxygen, it means you are dead after a few hours. So inspiration is equal to the life. And when some people, they are inspired to do something, they are motivated, it means then the life of himself and the life of his nation or his countrymen, that is in the hand of that person. So when someone has the responsibility for himself, for others, so then he need to work hard. He need to work hard so that when he will attain some knowledge, some skill, some wisdom, will be able to serve, will be able to help the nation in their development, in their progress. We have not been made to be slave forever. We have not been made to live in third world. We have not been made to be oppressor forever. If we are oppressed, if we are poor, if we are illiterate, so this is not written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not our luck. Our destiny, that is in our hand. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran, لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانَ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. Allah will give to the person or to the nation those things for that they will put their efforts, they will work hard. If they will show their sincerity to achieve something, then help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be there. You know, in Jang-e Badr, the battle of Badr, in Jang-e Uhud, Jang-e Yarmouk, according to the verses of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the angels to help Muslims. But when Allah is sending the angels, when the Muslims, they proved they are sincere, they went out, they left their houses, they left their possession, they went out for jihad. And when Allah saw them, they are sincere in their religion, in their intention, in their job. And at that time, because inna deena indallah al-islam, Muslims were flag bearer of Islam. And when Muslims were few, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his help and his support and his angels came over there to help the Muslim, because the religion was Islam, Muslims were sincere, Prophet was there, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never let the non-Muslim to be successful over the Muslim. Salawat. So now a few points. If we try to apply on ourselves, if we try to adopt in our lives, then inshallah, as a community, we need to progress, we need to go ahead. So as a community, inshallah, we will develop ourselves. 10 ways to inspire others or inspire himself. How a person can inspire himself or how a person can inspire the other people. The first point is, be a good example for others. If you want to inspire other people, even if a father wants to inspire his children, he himself wants to be good example. You know, this is daily routine. If we say our children, please get up and pray namaz, and if we are not praying, maybe after 1 week, after 2 weeks, after 1 month, they will say that you are not praying yourself, and why are you asking me? Because I am not a good example for them. Wealth is not everything. Money is not everything. Developing a character, developing a skill, or getting knowledge and wisdom, maybe we are making less money, but as a whole, if we have knowledge, we have degrees, we have education, we have skills, then as a whole, we can say, yes, I tried myself to be example for my children, for my neighbors, for my relatives. And you know, usually, if you go back to your home, in your families, always there was one person who done hard work, and after him, many other people came in that field. For example, in this town, one or two person came here, and then they were able to bring their family members. So one person, he was hard worker, he done something, he achieved something, he was example for others, and then he was able to motivate other people. So likewise, first of all, anyone, maybe child, maybe young, maybe old people, there is no end. Anyone, as a believer, we need to be a good example for others. Number two, care about others. How? Take genuine interest in others. This is very important. And also this is our problem as well. When new people are coming, or those people who are not from the families, so they are not welcomed openly. Our friendship is not offered to them. Or even among ourselves, if someone is suffering, maybe nobody is there to help him. And if sometimes some people are helping the other people, and they are not responding positively, and in future they are giving the lesson who helped, they should not help anyone else. So how we can inspire the people? When people are in trouble, when people are in difficulty, when people are alone, if a person has no family, he has no one, if at that time I will offer my services, I will offer my cooperation, I will take genuine interest in his affairs and try to resolve his issue and problems, then his heart will be open for my love, for my respect, and other day he will listen to me. So if we are not thinking about others, taking care of others, not taking genuine interest in others, so then we cannot inspire other people. You can inspire someone when he or she is thinking you are really supporter of him, helper of him. So this is the second point, very important, that we can motivate someone, inspire someone, that when we have true love or true dilchaspi, we show it in others by our deeds. तब जो है हम किसी को अट्रैक्ट कर सकते हैं या चेंज कर सकते हैं. सलावत पढ़िए. द थर्ड पॉइंट इज हाउ वी कैन इंस्पायर और मोटिवेट अदर पीपल, दैट इज एनकरेजमेंट. फॉर एग्जांपल, ए स्टूडेंट हैज लर्न वन आई लर्न वन स्किल, इफ वी विल एनकरेज हिम सो ही विल बी हैप्पी, he will get more energetic, and next time he will happily will do the other thing, will memorize other thing. But if the first thing has been done and there was no one who should appreciate. You know, we all are human beings, and everyone is seeking appreciation. So for one thing or other things, we need to appreciate, we need to urge, encourage other people, whether they are children, adults, old people, for their good things, we have to appreciate them. We have to encourage them so that they should carry on their good deeds. And if someone has, for example, if a person has read the Quran, if someone will say, whatever you have read, that was wrong, or your voice was not a good voice, or your style was not a good style, so maybe next time he will never read Quran. So if we motivate someone, especially in our families, in our homes, in our houses, we need to encourage everyone, husband and wife, children, parents, everyone. We need anything someone is doing good. And first thing, if we appreciate, if we say some good words, we are not spending any money, anything. Really, we are very stingy to appreciate the people. What is we are losing? If someone has done good job, we say, Alhamdulillah, thank you very much. You are great, you have done good job, you are beautiful, this. These are beautiful words, and these words will change. You know the great leaders, how they have changed their nation. Mainly they were speaking. There were words. So words can motivate or change or make the nations. Words are very important. So we need to encourage the people, to inspire them. Number four, be inspired yourself. If I say I am perfect, anybody else, whatever they are doing, they are under me or less than me, or I don't care what they are doing. So if I will close all chapters, all doors, then I am behaving like blind people. I am a blind person. And anyone who is behaving like blind people, they will never go ahead. They will never be successful. So we need to be inspired ourselves. We have to see the other people, what they are doing. If they are doing good things, I need to be inspired by someone and try to do the same thing or even better than them. And if we think that we are perfect, there is no need to go. You know, as a center, for example, we need to visit different centers. We need to visit different communities. We have to observe what they are doing, what we are doing, what is good with us, what is good with them, how, what are different things. If they are doing good, we can adopt. So if we are open, with open eyes, with open hearts, if we observe around us, so definitely we will be inspired. And when we will be inspired, we will think to do more salawat. Number five, share from your own experience. So many people are having a lot of experiences. So usually other people, they don't know what has happened in his life, good or bad. But as I told you yesterday, if really that is sin, there is no need to share. There is no need to tell anyone. But in our life, there are a lot of things we can share with people. We can tell them, we can inspire them. If we are in a cocoon, we do not allow anybody to enter into our territory, then we will be unable to inspire anyone. So if someone has achieved some status, if a person is PhD, if he is going to share, so he was a poor person, there was no electricity at all in his house, how he started his primary education, how he went into university when he was unable to pay the fee, and then how different teachers were there to inspire them to get the PhD. So these are his experiences. When he will share, he is going to motivate many people. Otherwise, usually people are depressed. You know, what we have, we are never thinking about those things. What we don't have, we are focusing always there. We are never saying, Alhamdulillah, Shukran Lillah, oh Allah, you have given me a lot of things. Always, our psychology is complaining psychology. Finding out the defects. Where are defects? Where is deficiency? Always we are trying to highlight those things. But those people who are content and they are working with open eyes and learning from others, having nothing, they are still successful. Look, this Iran. So after revolution, whatever they had was occupied. And the different instruments they need for their aeroplanes and other things were stopped. They had nothing. And they never said, our hands are empty, we are not having no wealth. And for them, the oil prices go down. Can you imagine? 1,000 liter of crude oil was, they were selling with $10 at that time. But if they were thinking that we have nothing, there is no one around the world who should help us, then they were destroyed. But whatever they had, they were content, and they opened their eyes, and there was inspiration for them from the leadership. Leadership with his words. You know, the soldiers were fighting on the borders. Imam Khomeini Ridwanullah Ta'ala Alayhi, he was 90 years old. And he has heart problem as well. But what was his diyar? He was not a covert person.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali.
And in first go, Iraq and other soldiers, they occupied 5 provinces of Iran. Within few weeks. But they were courageous leaders. And they stood up. And they made their nation. And today, Alhamdulillah, they're proud. Whatever they need, they are making. All of the world, they started sanction for last 30 years, but still they are surviving. And even today they are exporting. They are having a good share of knowledge of invention, the latest knowledge. People are thinking how much we are importing in our country. Iranians are thinking how much knowledge we are exporting and how much share in new knowledge and new technology we are having there. So all together is, we need to share our experiences with others. And next point is, be vulnerable. So sometimes, you know, we are sharing our successes, but we are not sharing our failures. So as a human being, always there are failures, there are successes. And sometimes, we need to know the psychology. We need to know what kind of experience I need to share now. If all the time people are telling the experiences of their failures, so then maybe no one will be inspired. But you know, there was an insect that was climbing up the wall. So if the person who is the narrator and telling the story, if he tell them that there was insect who was trying to climb up the wall, 69 times he went up and fall down. If story has been told up to this point, then no one will put his efforts again and again. But if he says the 70th time he tried and he was successful, so this is the inspirational point. With failures, we should not just scared of our nation, our people. They should not do anything. So we need to share the things. We need to share the successes as well as the failure, but at the same time, we need to know what should be said and what should not be said. Inshallah, there are a few other points we will discuss tomorrow, and please think about this topic and write down your points. Inshallah, I will give you opportunity tomorrow. You can also share in this topic. What should be our inspiration, and who is the personality who inspired us, or how we can inspire the other people in our lives. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذا الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقاعدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. فالوالدين تمام حاضرين المؤمنين والمؤمنات والسلام في طاعة فرمان.